The Palestinian Health Ministry has accused Israeli forces of launching an attack near an aid distribution point in war-wracked northern Gaza, killing at least 20 people and wounding over 150 others. The Israeli military says the report's false, adding it was assessing the violence that occurred late on Thursday. With the thoroughness that it deserves, the international community has been pushing for more aid to enter Gaza, frustrated with the growing humanitarian crisis and with Israel's restrictions that have prevented more aid getting in by land. Australia announced early on Friday it would resume funding to the United Nations Relief Agency for Palestinians and pledged additional money to UNICEF to provide urgent services in Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.